This podcast was adapted from a live radio broadcast originally aired on WSUM Freeflow.
Hello, and welcome back to WSUM on Freeflow. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside, and you are listening to Game Days with the Girls, your go-to for a girl's take on all things sports with a little extra chaos. Kind of fun. So, it's been kind of a crazy week in Badger sports, especially for women's hockey. They went up against Minnesota for their border battle. And before going into that game, the Badgers already had, I want to say, a 12-game win streak. And the last team they had lost to was, guess who? Cam was supposed to guess. Cam didn't guess, so I'll guess for us.
I thought that was rhetorical, and we were going to be like...
No, not rhetorical whatsoever. The last time that the women's hockey team, LOL, the women's hockey team lost was to Minnesota, and guess what they did this weekend?
Swept them.
Yeah, they did. They had such an incredible performance. I believe the first game was it in overtime? Like 3-2 in overtime, right?
Best game of the year.
It was probably their greatest showing. And then, of course, add a little cherry on top, they just absolutely bageled them. 4-0 in the second game, and they took home that border battle win. So now I think that's a 14-game win streak that the women's hockey team is riding into this weekend, which is super exciting.
Yeah, it was. I worked the game. So, yeah, the second game was really exciting. The first one was a little stressful, but, you know, it was pretty fun. And I believe the men's or women's basketball just won last night versus Minnesota, too. So they swept Minnesota in conference as well.
That's actually really low-key crazy. Yeah, I hear a little bit of a zzzz as well, which is kind of fun. I kind of enjoy it. But yeah, it's been an absolutely wild, wild run for the Badgers this weekend, but it's been even more enjoyable to watch as a fan, especially now that both men's and women's hockey, the quarterfinals, are being hosted here at UW-Madison. For the women's team, it's in LeBron. For the men's team, it's in the Kohl Center. Looking forward to a great showing from our teams.
Yeah, are you working? Yeah, I am. I am.
Wait, don't. Why? What do you mean? What do you mean? You said, are you working? And then
yeah,
you go, yeah, I am. You just answered your own question.
No, are you working, though?
I am. I'm working so much.
Okay.
Should we go through?
Yeah, guys, listen in on WSUM. We're going to be...
On WSUM.
We're going to be talking about the game. And also...
About all things. Just so many things.
If anybody watched the Maryland game last night, we're back in the win.
We are barely, but we got there.
I don't know how we're losing to some teams, but we're doing good.
Are we doing
better than we were. I'm looking optimistically.
Oh, she's being optimistic, everyone.
Somebody's got to be.
I was going to say, you can be optimistic because the men's basketball team and I are not on the same page.
Keep the negative energy up.
Hey,
I'll be positive.
No, I have good energy. I have positive energy. I think the men's basketball team might have some negative energy, but me personally, I'm all for the good vibes.
I agree.
Yeah, you agree.
I agree, yeah.
You agree.
What else? Oh, softball.
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 They lost everything.
Okay, but did you see how...
With positive energy. I said it with positive energy.
They lost, but they did play very well. I know that they played Georgia, and they were up in the third inning, like 4-0 to Georgia, and Georgia's a good team. So, like, I don't know what happened to make us lose.
Yeah.
But we're okay.
Okay. We can go with okay.
We're okay
is good.
Right now.
Okay is good.
We've got a little something going on. We'll be okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Slay.
Like, I think that we'll be fine. And, yeah, like, other than that, like, we really don't have that many sports going on. Volleyball just came out with their spring schedule.
I saw they're playing at local high schools.
They're playing at a high school in Indiana.
Oh, well, Indiana's local-ish. It's still in the Midwest.
It's like 5 hours away, but yeah. It's like right outside. Oh, maybe not 5 hours. It might be 5 hours from like my hometown. So it was probably like, I don't even know. Indiana, like Chicago, right next to Chicago.
Indiana right next to Chicago.
Or, like, you know, like,
that
right where the
border...
That is
not how geography works, well, it's but kind you're doing
of,
great, sweetie.
It's kind of there. It's kind of there. Is I'm not it? A good geography person.
That's okay.
Like, I know states and capitals. That's all I got.
Heard here first, everyone. Indiana and Chicago. Very close together.
They are. They're right next to each other.
I'm
basically.
Messing with you. But yes, all three matches will be in April.
Yeah,
for
I'm
the
going
Badgers.
To the one.
No, you're not.
Yes,
which one are you going to?
We're going to the home one, dude. You're
dude,
not
so, that's so
dude,
cool.
Dude, you got to go to it.
I do. I do got to be there. But for our listeners, if you're interested in going, we are opening the season against Purdue on April 7th at Lake Central High School, which is what Cam was talking about in Indiana. That is set for 3 p.m. Central. Following the match against Purdue, Wisconsin will host UIC. So University... What is UIC? University of Illinois Champaign? Or Illinois Chicago?
We're going to look, because I don't know what UIC is.
I think that's the University of...
Illinois Chicago.
Yeah, okay. So the University of Illinois in Chicago.
You
excuse me,
you
everyone.
You couldn't ask me that, because I don't know.
See, much. I did know, though. That was
yeah,
on,
well,
that was on
live,
my list
you
of...
You live close.
I was, that's actually in Chicago. Close to Indiana, remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the university, they are... this is our only home match. So that's on April 19th at 7 p.m.
And then we
And
play.
You heard it here first. Cam and I, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, did you see that for football tickets to even be considered, you have to make like a $50 donation? Did you get that email earlier?
I had to, okay, guys, this is me being stupid. Everybody's complaining about it. I paid for a ticket that wasn't in the student section because I didn't know if I could get a student section one, so I really paid $500 just to not
Damn.
Sit in the studio.
And Dang.
It was... It's okay, I sat next to, like, this old married couple. It was freaking hilarious.
That's actually
but,
iconic. That is pretty
yeah,
great.
It was pretty fun. But, guys, do not drop $500, because it was a $300 ticket and $200 I had to donate.
You had to donate? That's what?
It's insane.
I just don't get
so,
it.
So, I was like, okay, shoot.
But, yeah, this year, to even be considered
well, I will do
to
the,
get...
I will do the donation again, because I am getting that season football ticket.
Okay, see, part of me feels that way, and part of me... is like, what if we are equally as average as we were this year, and
oh,
then
we're gonna be better.
I'm wasting my money.
Positive thoughts, we're gonna be better because
okay,
the
good
quarterback.
Vibes, good vibes.
Mordecai wasn't bad, but like we
he
just
wasn't.
Van, I think his name's Van Dyke, right? Van Dyke. I think Van Dyke is gonna be better, and so is like Ches Malusi's back. So
okay. Okay. So we got
a few. We're gonna be better.
A few.
We're gonna be better.
Heavy hitters.
And we got a really good class coming in, freshman class.
Slay. We actually do. Aren't we ranked, like, top 20 for recruitment classes?
Yep.
That's iconic. Proud of us for that. But sorry, everyone, to round out volleyball, our last match will be against Northern Iowa. I say R as if I'm on the team.
Oh, we're playing you and I.
We are playing Northern Iowa.
Yeah, University of Northern Iowa.
Yes.
Yep.
At Dubuque University? I believe is how you pronounce that, on April 26th at 6:30 p.m.
Where
is that? I wonder. Dubuque. Has to be somewhere between Wisconsin and Iowa. Dead. So, that's super stoked. But yeah, that's... I'm we got a lot of exciting information coming up. And then this Friday is student night at LeBon. So, low-key, if I wasn't already working the game, which, shout out, if you're going to the game, text
it's
me.
It's only an hour 33 away.
Okay, perf.
We're that close to Iowa?
But if you're going to the game, text me. I'll be on a camera, oh, and if I can find you in the crowd, I'll put you on the Jumbotron.
This is the border of Iowa. It is literally right on the end.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so close? Okay, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, that
so
makes,
really
like, a lot it. Of sense. But yeah, it's going to be Wisconsin versus Ohio State. We are the number 2 seed. Ohio State is the
number one.
So we need everyone to get out there and show up. Our women's team is downright phenomenal. I could talk about them all day. Like, I am probably singularly their biggest fan. I wrote an entire article just about them. I was like, I love you,
you
all.
You go, Danny.
Thank you.
I don't you. Really know that much about women's hockey because...
Whoa.
Not like that.
That's not very not, feminist of you.
Wow, that's a crazy
wow.
statement. I just haven't really gotten that much into it because I just don't really have time to go to a lot of the games. I went to a few, actually.
Oh.
Like, they're really good.
They're
I think
really
they're,
good.
I think they're great. Like, it's
yeah.
literally nothing like that.
Yeah.
I just am just not able to make it. And I got, like, a season ticket for men's hockey, and I went to...
No, you did not. I wasn't able to get... I mean, not that I ever really go as a spectator, but I...
If you want a ticket, I can give you one.
I actually totally might take you up on that. Thanks, Queen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But also, I feel like I just work most of them, so I get to see them anyway. Yeah,
true. That's how I feel, because, like, I work guest services, so I just sell the ticket.
That's so dope. And then
people just, like... So I'm basically making money to work,
yeah,
but also making money off the ticket I'm selling.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm getting back, like, I'm...
She's a pure entrepreneur.
I think I'm making profit now, because I really put myself in a hole with that $500 I spent on that average football team. Oh my god.
Okay, well then,
love the Badger football team, but guys, I spent $500 for you guys to be mediocre.
Yeah, that was a little average for you guys to literally lose to Northwestern. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out NU though. My siblings go there. I love my siblings.
Shout out.
Iconic.
Shout out Northwestern. I don't know why you're not ranked in softball. You should be.
For real. I watched them play.
You are playing crazy right now.
Yeah. Their catcher.
I played with her. Played against her and played with her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she was insane.
So Cam, like, knows. That's crazy.
I'm, like, fangirl.
Fangirl. Okay, like, well, can I just fangirl about hockey really quick?
Yeah, because
they have had quite the past 2 weeks. So not only have they just been having a record-breaking season, but they have had, I don't know, the team this year, there's just something about them, something kind of magical between Kristen Sims, Layla Edwards, Britta Curl, Lacey Eden, Caroline Harvey, and Cassie Hall. Mark Johnson has just done such an incredible job with the girls this season, and seeing that coach-to-player dynamic has been incredible, and I've had the opportunity to interview a few of the players, and they have all good things to say, and I think a coach can really make or break the team experience.
Oh, absolutely. That's like any team.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have a good coach, you aren't, or like a good coaching chemistry even, like the coach doesn't even have to be the greatest or the smartest, but if you don't have a good relationship with your coach, you're not really having a good, like, experience overall. And, like, I mean, if you look at, like, volleyball and stuff too, Kelly Sheffield and all of them, like, you wonder why they do so good and they make it so far. It's because they have good relationships with their players. Same with, like, I guess any of our sports here. Like, I feel like Fickell has had such a good impact on the players that we're starting to rebuild and do better now.
Whoa. Did I tell you I saw him at a wrestling match?
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure you were, like, you posted that on your story because he was, like, walking past.
No, that was Kelly Sheffield.
Oh, that was him too, yeah. But he, like, it makes sense because that's the field house.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense for Kelly Sheffield to be there. No, Luke Fickell went to watch because, as it was explained to me, yeah, it's very common for football coaches to cherry-pick wrestlers, which makes sense. They're built. Like, they are jacked, and I'm sure that they could tackle as well as they take down. Yeah. So,
to an extent, yeah.
To an extent.
You gotta, like, read the field and things, too. There's other things that go into football, but, like,
yeah,
obviously, that's one thing that he could be looking into, but he's got a good class coming in, so I feel like there's not very much to worry about.
Agreed. But yes, I was approximately 3 seats away from Luke Fickell. Unfortunately,
were you freaking out?
But also fortunately, I had a camera, so I couldn't fully fangirl or ask for a picture. That's the unfortunate part. The fortunate part is that I got to be in the presence of such
an accomplished Luke coach. Fickell.
Okay, you know what? You're laughing at me, but that was arguably one of the coolest experiences of my life.
No.
Sitting there, and I didn't even realize it. Who was I
There's
working with
There's nothing wrong
time?
With fangirling. I'm not making fun of you, I promise.
Oh, sure you're not. Oh my gosh, I saw Britta Curl on the way here. I was fangirling over that, too.
Anytime I see... We've talked about this in other podcasts. Anytime I see, like, an athlete, they are students, too, and we're students, so it's really, like... I feel like some people are like, it's weird to fangirl. I don't care. They've got thousands of followers on Instagram. Like, these guys are celebrities. I don't care.
But also, why is it weird to fangirl? Some of the athletes on our teams are so... Not incredible. That is such an overused word.
You're not going to tell me you're walking down the street and you see National Player of the Year Sarah Franklin and you aren't lit up with excitement.
Or Layla Edwards, who was the first black woman to ever play for the U.S. national team. You're telling me she isn't a celebrity to you?
Yeah.
That is incredible.
We've got a lot of connections here.
Representing our nation. Exactly. She is the first, and you're telling me if you see her on the street, you're not going to be like, oh my gosh.
Literally any of those people, like Caroline Harvey, like she had that gosh. Like Bauer hockey, like I don't know what it was. It was like a marketing thing. She was like with Cole Caulfield and like Jack Hughes and all these people.
I know.
Like, she's like up there and popular. I don't know why people like, I see Anna Smrek, I'm like geeking.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's gonna, okay, I literally hate when people are, like, I was down in Tampa for volleyball.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, 5 feet away from Lainey Chaboy, and I was freaking out.
That is so cool. I literally,
okay, like, everybody's gonna be like, don't be a Nebraska fan. I love Nebraska.
It's okay. You can say like, it louder so people can actually hear
I
you.
I love Nebraska. Yeah. I don't love them as much as the Badgers. I die for the Badgers.
Like, oh.
This is a,
wow.
This is a crazy
life
statement.
Is on the
this
line,
is a crazy
guys.
Statement. Guys, like, if the Badgers, I need, like, a good example without, like, going morbid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there
the Badgers
was,
make it to the Rose
if,
Bowl.
If no, not like that. Oh. Like, if there, if there was, like, only 20 parachutes on the plane.
Oh, because you're on a plane with all the athletes.
And there's, yes.
Inevitably.
With the, with the Badger volleyball team.
Totally.
All the players get one. Kelly, Brittany Dillnine, all of them. They all get a
you
parachute.
You take one for the team.
I'm going down with that plane. Oh. I'm trying to land it or something. I don't, like,
oh.
maybe I can. Maybe I maneuver and I save myself. But yeah. I don't care if I die. I'm dying with them winning a national championship because I just saved their life.
She's about to commandeer that
Play
plane.
Play for
guys.
Cam. Boom.
That's iconic. But no,
same
I
with
vote,
every team, though.
This is your PSA to everyone listening. Fangirl. Bring a little bit of joy into your life. Bring a little bit of joy into those players' lives. And don't be afraid of it. Because what about the following that Caitlin Clark has? You're telling me she doesn't deserve to be fangirled over? And I know she can no longer go to class due to her popularity.
Yeah,
but
that's nuts.
Fangirl. Fangirl because these
or
athletes...
Or fanboy, if you're a boy.
Or fanboy. Fanboy or fangirl, just be a fan because these athletes are doing some pretty remarkable things by not only pursuing their education,
mm-hmm.
but also pursuing collegiate and possibly professional athletics.
Yeah, any school, it does not matter. Any sport, it does not matter. Even if you think the chick's just hot, because, you know, some people think that with Libby Dunn, she might not be the greatest gymnast, but they fangirl over her. You know what I mean?
Let's see women for their accomplishments.
Yeah, that's
their
what I'm
looks
saying.
Are great too.
But like,
let's see them
like,
for their
everybody,
accomplishments.
Okay, but like all those guys, they don't care that she's like an LSU gymnast.
I know,
you know. But like at the same time, like just you know, support.
Support.
It
support
doesn't matter.
Support the minds of these incredible athletes.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
well as appreciating
you don't
them
boost their ego,
physiques.
But you don't want to boost their ego. But at the same time, you kind of want to make sure that they're kept in a positive mindset.
Absolutely.
Sports take a lot out of you in college because you got to worry about school too.
They do. Real. Shout out. I'm Real. Currently working on a feature about the mental health of student athletes. So get
Crazy
ready for
day.
That. It comes out in about 1 to 2 months and I think it goes
well, I thought
exactly
you were about to say 1 to 2 hours and I was like
1 to 2 hours. That'd be a wild plug. You know what? We're going to plug it then too. But in 1 to 2 months.
Yeah.
And I think it will allow a lot of people to understand the immense gravity of what it takes to be a student athlete.
Mm-hmm. At any level.
Oh,
mostly college is where the most stress comes in because
yes.
you're playing to rather be a pro and like that or like mm-hmm. a very competitive level where you're also trying to get a major and go into the workforce if not. And some of the people like we have a lot of majors at Madison. We're a very smart school as well as good at like athletics.
Heck
so
yeah.
like there's a lot of people going for medical stuff too. Imagine being a chem major and also playing volleyball. Like we have people that do that.
I know.
Like that is insane. Like hats off to you.
I think it's so funny you just mentioned chem because the chem midterm is today. Chem 103
oh.
midterm.
This is not going to come out in time, guys, but I hope you do great. Whoever listens to this and is in chem.
We are manifesting it for you. Hopefully you're not listening to this right
and
now
I'm
manifesting
because you're
taking this,
for myself.
This midterm.
I'm manifesting this for myself that I'm going to pass my econ
Oh, wow.
Exam.
I thought you were about to look at me and be like, I am in chem. And I was like,
No, I ain't in chem. I don't need chem.
No.
If I did need chem, I would drop out.
For real.
I can't. I don't know how people take that. Or, like if they're good at it, then, like, good for you. But, like, No, not me.
How do math brains work?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Back to fangirling over the women's hockey team, though.
Oh my goodness, Danny is all over this subject.
I am just obsessed with them, and they've had an unforgettable season, starting out with Casey O'Brien reaching her 100th career assist in the games against Bemidji State. And that, for everyone at home, is a pretty incredible feat because hockey games are relatively low scoring. They're maybe...
Usually.
Yeah.
Wait, this season she had 100 assists?
No, in her life.
Oh, like in her career. Okay.
If she had 100 assists this season, that would be earth-shattering.
Yeah, it would be, but I was just curious because I didn't know.
Yeah.
Some people are, like, insane like that. I don't know if that's, like, even
I don't think. I don't think that's humanly possible. You can be insane like that, but
in
hockey...
I do it on Xbox, so...
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, Cam's like, Game Days with the Girls takes a spin to gaming with the girls. With the exception that I do not Xbox or play games.
The way that you just said, I do not Xbox.
Yes.
Play Xbox. It's okay.
No.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'll do an interpretive dance and you can play Xbox.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy.
I'm bringing to the table, guys.
That is crazy. No, she's bringing Get Ready With Me's. Go follow Danny's TikTok at...
Shut up.
What's your TikTok username?
Nothing.
At Danny...
You're
Saban.
Funny. You
follow
are...
Follow it,
you're a
guys.
Funny, funny girl.
Thank you.
Yeah. What sports are going on this week, Cam?
I could do a little... rundown off of my mind.
Yeah.
So I think that...
Can you?
I just need to pull up the area red. I looked at it this morning.
Oh,
I
know so that off have, your mind really means
off, my mind, off
of area
no.
red. We are
area
not
red.
Sponsored by area red, but we are
area
eternally
red,
grateful.
Go join it. I am a part of it.
Are you really?
I'm not like a big part of it. I just am like, I show up to meetings.
So I can't get you... I can't walk up to you and say, hey, can I have a cowboy hat?
No, I'm not that. Like that yet. No.
Rats. Well, let me know when
rats.
You are. Shucks.
Wait, 2 days ago. Okay. So some of these already happened.
Oh.
But, okay, so Friday, men's tennis is going against Butler at home and Denver at home on Sunday, the 25th.
That's a crazy turnaround. They get 2 days between tournaments?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
And then I know what the Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic is, but guys, if you don't know what that is, it's on tomorrow through Saturday.
Mary Nutter.
It is a softball tournament, and the Badgers will be playing in it. Hopefully we come out with a W in one of those games.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy what?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for a team to do well. Go
and
softball.
And then, yeah. On Friday through Saturday, the 23rd through the 24th, we have our indoor Big Ten championships for
track
and field.
Yeah, we do!
And then Wednesday, today actually, through Saturday, we have the Big Ten championships for women's swimming.
Oh.
And then our golf team, which I didn't even know we had a golf team.
Okay, stop. I came to this realization last Thursday as well. I have quite literally never heard of our golf team up until this point.
That's crazy.
I know. It did feel crazy.
Sunday through Monday, they've got the Westbrook Invitational for the women.
Oh, go women.
Go female sports.
Wait, so where is the hockey game?
Oh, this is different.
Ah, this is different. Okay.
I don't know if this one posts... Each week, we're going to see what it says.
Oh, okay. I was like, for as much as those are the home and away games, where is the home game that I will be attending on Friday?
It should be on here, but I don't see the post. So.
That's okay.
Oh, no, that's not it. But anyway, they do play. Also,
they
this,
do.
Guys, this is really off topic, but my dad sent me this article.
What?
Cover, and it has something to do with sports. And it was a, look at this.
Oh, I wish we had
Wisconsin
baseball. I would give...
33 years ago was the last time we had a baseball season. It was the 1991 season. And we are the only Big Ten school to not have a baseball team. And as much as I love Title IX, we need a baseball team back.
We do.
Like, I don't care if people, like, because female athletes and females overall at the school will agree.
We want a baseball team.
Because once basketball's done, once March Madness is over,
It's just softball.
And as much as I like watching softball, baseball's so fun to watch to an extent. Like, I love watching softball because I love softball and I played it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, like, you go watch Vanderbilt on TV on the SEC network, or you
watch
Tennessee or Ole Miss or whoever's, like, Texas, any of those teams. But, like, now you're just, like, not able to watch that, and it kind of sucks. And like I said, we're the only team in the Big Ten who doesn't have a team. So that's just nuts to me. But
yeah. That really is wild. Well, after this recap, we will be taking a quick break, and we will be right back. You are listening to Game Days with the Girls, here with Danny Savin and
Cam Filstead.
And you'll be hearing us again very soon.
The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views of WSUM, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, or its Board of Regents.
But back into sports. According to Cam, I perhaps cut her off when going to break. She does have an announcement.
Oh, I have two announcements. Number one, we do have a club baseball team, although that's not the most exciting thing to watch. We also have a... Sorry to anybody who listens to this. I'm just not a big club baseball fan. I was going to try out for club softball, but I'll just do that next year. That's if I'm still here. But...
Rewind.
Danny. Okay, but...
Hold the phone. Wait. Let's put a pin in sports. We have to talk about what's going on in Cam's life. Cam, where are you going next year?
Well, hopefully here.
What does one mean by hopefully here?
If I don't get into business school, I'm leaving.
Are you for real?
I'm so real.
Oh my gosh.
I'm actually, like, freaking out too, because I'm like, I want to stay here. I want to watch Sarah Franklin and all of them.
So that it's going to be Game Days with the girl singular?
No.
I'm going to cry.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I hope that I make it into business school and everybody's getting my hopes up, but I'm hoping that they're getting my hopes up for something good to happen.
I think you can do it. I strongly and firmly do believe you can do this.
I've been praying every night, hoping that... I'm not kidding. I've been praying every night. I'm like, please, God, help me, because I'm so nervous. That's my midlife crisis right now, guys.
That
I'm not even midlife.
Midlife crisis.
This might be my midlife.
I call that like mid-year crisis.
Mid-semester crisis.
Midterm crisis.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys, back to the actual thought process I was going with, though. Yeah, we have, like, rugby. Oh, sorry, lip gloss.
Is that Summer Fridays?
No.
Oh. Sorry, excuse us. I wish there was a video you could watch of us recording this podcast, because it would just be absolute
chaos. Like the Travis
chaos.
Kelce one. Like the New Heights podcast.
Maybe we should get on YouTube.
We should.
That
would be funny.
Anyhow.
Second announcement, guys.
I stole the mic
because Danny's going to steal it right back. Guys, follow on TikTok. Danny's... Danny!
No,
Danny!
No,
Danny
no,
don't!
No!
You're a crazy
Danny
noise.
You need to... You're things. So funny.
All
so funny.
Danny Savin.
Yeah, maybe Cam and I will post a vlog. Cam! We can post vlogs of us doing this.
Oh my gosh, on TikTok?
Oh my gosh, on TikTok. That would actually be kind of iconic.
Short clips.
We could post short clips.
And have a link for you.
Okay, Game Days with the Girls. We are women in sports, and we are learning how to innovate and make our platforms larger.
This is great. This is the most sports we've talked about in about a few weeks.
I know. We do always get sidetracked with our lives.
We do, and then my dad's like, "You, Cam, you guys were talking about sports?" And then it went like a 15-minute spiel about not sports, and I was like, sorry about it.
But I think that's the most girl thing you can do. That's why it's not a guy's talk show. With all due respect to the men, they get very straight to the point, and there is something we can learn from that.
Oh, and her take, they are right on top of that sports.
Are they really? Maybe it's Chrissy, then. Chrissy is the solution.
They have, like, this...
They have a plan.
They have a prep, like...
We are the plan.
I'm not kidding, should change the name to Unscripted with Cam and Danny, because we do not have a script. I'm not even kidding you. We literally do not talk
about sports. Okay, the first week we totally did have a script.
Yeah.
We had a script and we did a great job.
First week, great. After that, we put like up, down.
Well, every week I try. Like, last week I had part of a script and you just kind of went unscripted on me.
Oh, yeah. Like, guys, me and Danny got to play this out a little better, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We're doing okay.
We're doing a great job, actually.
We're doing okay.
Game Days with the Girls is simply learning how to be in the sports industry, and that's what we're doing right now.
Oh, and here's a random thought, guys, because we're on the random thought.
Yes.
On sports, though, just not Badger sports.
Okay.
Shout out to my alumni? Alma mater? Alma mater.
Are you talking about where you went to high school? That's your alma mater.
Alma mater, Chippewa Falls High School. We are the number one team in the state for men's hockey.
Oh, rock on.
Yeah.
That's great.
And for the D1 level, which is like, I think you guys, do you guys have divisions where you come from?
Yeah, but we don't call it D1.
Like, well, yeah.
We have, like, Class Division. A, class
Oh, yeah, that's, whatever. Like, how every state is but us. Like, we do, like, how the NCAA is. Like,
you guys are snazzy.
D1, D2, D3. But anyways, we're the number one team in the state for Division I, and we just won last night, so we're playing on, I believe, Thursday or Friday. Crazy angle.
Crazy.
Danny was recording, guys, so that's what I was talking about. But, yeah. Good luck to them. I hope they do amazing. I believe that our women's hockey team lost last night, but it was okay. They had a good season, too, but hats off to the men's hockey team. If you guys make it down to state and play in the Collie or wherever you play down here, maybe I'll come with WSUM and we'll do a play-by-play.
Oh.
That would be hype.
That'd be so hype.
But, yeah.
This chair's not moving.
Yeah. I don't really know about anything else with the Chi High happenings. Oh, our women's basketball team also played last night.
Chi High.
That's a wild women's
thing to call yourself.
Well, that's what our school is, Chi High.
I understand. I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah, Chi High. We won in women's basketball. Hats off to you guys, too. Great job. We never won a playoff game when I was there, so.
Oh.
Hype. But yeah.
So hype. Similar though, never won a game. Our men's hockey team is not having a great go of it right now. They were swept by last place Ohio State.
No, they were.
Yes, they were, and now they lose opportunity in the Big Ten. Wisconsin no longer has title hopes. They are in tatters. It is so bad.
Wow.
I know. Last week was their only, not only, but it was their last chance to overtake Michigan State for first place in the Big Ten. And instead, they left the weekend lower than they came in.
That is really sad.
It was really sad. Game one was super close. We lost in overtime. Wisconsin lost 2-2 Ohio State's 3 goals. The shots weren't in favor of the Badgers, though. 17 shots for the Badgers and 2
wow.
goals.
Wow.
I know. The hand-puck-eye coordination was not there.
Hand-puck-eye.
What do you call it? Because for tennis, it's hand-eye.
Hand-eye.
Oh.
Just hand-eye.
Okay.
Everything's hand-eye.
Except for soccer, which is...
Hand-foot.
Hand-foot?
Oh, wait, no.
Eye-foot.
Foot-eye? I don't
Foot-eye even... does sound a lot more normal,
yeah.
Yes.
Hand-eye coordination, yeah.
Fascinating.
Hand-puck-eye, I don't know. Because that would be like handball eye for some sports.
Hand puck eye.
Yeah.
Okay. But then in game two, we really were down bad. Ohio State won 3-1, even though the Badgers had an early lead. In the first period, we were up 1-0. And then at the end of the first period, we were down 2-1.
Oh.
What happened there?
I don't know. I don't know
I'll
what's
tell
happening.
You.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what happened there.
Let's make it rhetorical and you answer because I have no clue.
Okay. That is a great point. We, the Badgers, were missing some key players. We were missing Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach. So that was super bad. And Ohio State had Scooter Bricky come in, and he just had an absolutely incredible game. Exactly. Who is that? Who is that? How did we lose?
Never heard of him.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's wild.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
And, guys, off this hockey topic, just because I want to shout out the softball team who plays...
Who lost 5-0 in Clearwater.
But they play Oregon State tomorrow.
Oregon. That was a wild thing to say.
Okay, guys, like, I debate if I want to say Oregon or Oregon. It's like how I feel during the day. Oh. I don't say Oregon all the time. I say Oregon.
Okay.
Sometimes. It depends. Yeah. Like the University of Oregon.
Interesting.
Like it depends. And then some days I'll be like Oregon State, you know?
Oregon, yes. I do.
Well, I did not mean to do that.
How does one make that noise?
I don't know how I just did that. I can't do it again either.
We're trying to do ASMR and we are failing.
That was so out of the blue, too. That's going to be so random for whoever is listening to the podcast. But
I think that's kind of our brand, is random.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I need to pull this back up because I just had it open. But the NCAA softball rankings this week. We play Missouri tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. our time.
Hit us with an a.m. and I was like, whoa.
No, 9:30 p.m. our time because they play in California. And Missouri is ranked 13th in the country, and I know Larissa Anderson because I have followed her for a while. She's the coach of Missouri, and that was where I was going to go to college and try to walk on for softball.
Oh, no way.
And she's an incredible coach. I think Missouri is one of the most underrated teams in the SEC just because Bama, like Patrick Murphy, does a great job there. Florida has a great team usually they put together. Oklahoma's going to be coming into the SEC soon enough here. Like, a lot of these schools are great. Tennessee's great this year. They just lost to Texas, but it's okay. But, like, Missouri's always underrated in my eyes, and I just think that they're incredible. So put some respect on their names. Like, they might obliterate the Badgers in the nicest way possible. I'm trying to be positive, guys, but, like, it might be a situation like how Georgia was, like how we're up by 4 and then we just let it go away.
Yeah.
But speaking of, I'm just going to go through the rankings for softball because, you know?
Yeah, hit us with
I love softball. So.
Cam really does.
This is my cup of tea because volleyball's not happening right now.
Her forte.
Yeah, my forte for real. Okay, to no surprise, the back-to-back-to-back national champions, Oklahoma, are number one in the country.
Wow, that is so surprising.
Number two, not to my surprise as well, because they beat the number two team last week, Tennessee. Texas has made their way up from, I believe, number four or number three to two.
Wow.
Georgia, who beat the Badgers after losing, being down in the first three innings, is now number three in the country, which is surprising to me just because I didn't think that Georgia would be that amazing. But every year, Georgia is really high in the beginning of the year. And by mayhem, remember mayhem?
Yes,
mayhem season comes around. And they're just not up there. So
did you really just ask me if I remembered last week? Everyone, Cam said mayhem last week. Yeah. And she really just asked me if I remembered that.
Oh, I don't know what you remember from our podcast.
Everything.
So, crazy. But Washington's number four. Go Huskies.
Is it a go Huskies? Do we support Washington?
Yes. Washington, when Sis Bates went there, I loved Washington.
Okay, valid.
Tennessee's number five. Go Vols. I love Tennessee. Applied there too. Reapplying. number six in the country.
What did you just say to me? What?
Guys, we're in a midterm crisis. We went over this.
We can't crisis that hard, though.
It's okay.
You are not allowed to crisis that hard.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do without you?
We're going to hope for the best and that I'm here, Danny.
Yeah, you are going to be here. Everyone, manifest that Cam is here.
Yep, we are.
It's not even a manifestation. Cam's going to be here.
There is so much lip gloss that just came out of that tube.
You've reapplied. For everyone listening, Cam has reapplied her lip gloss not twice, once, but twice in the past probably 10 minutes.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she did. Laugh out loud.
Tastes delicious, too. Oh, anyways.
What did you ate your lip gloss?
Well, I had a little too much that went off, so you gotta, like, take it off your lips. I'm not gonna wipe it on my hand. It's, like, sticky. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Number six, not to my surprise, Duke.
Has a softball team?
That is incredible, yes.
That is news to me.
LSU's number seven.
That does not surprise
me. Does not surprise me either. I've got their coach's signature, actually. I've got a ball with Patty Gasso's signature. I've got Lisa Hernandez's signature.
Yeah, flex
from,
on everyone.
I'll flex on everybody. I've got I'm forgetting her name, but she's one of my favorite coaches, and the fact that I'm forgetting her name is, like, kind of making me mad.
Yeah, because you can't flex on everyone anymore.
Yeah, I need to look.
Cam is trying to currently figure out who she's forgetting. So to that person, if you ever hear this, we still love you.
Oh, I was right. Sue Enquist. She used to be the UCLA coach. Incredible coach. Oklahoma State, who the Badgers almost beat as well, but
ooh,
then
cute.
Had that situation again, oh. Is number eight in the country. Clemson is number nine.
Slay.
Bama's at 10, which is surprising to me.
Less
but
slay.
They will make their way up the rankings.
Well, I don't really want
Florida State's number 11, which does not surprise me. Florida State, I usually love watching them, but they are very, very overrated for losing Sandercock and for losing a bunch of other players that were really good on their team last year.
That was definitely an intrusive thought. Anywho.
And then Stanford's number 12, which is surprising to me. I think Stanford should be a top 10 team. They're incredible. And then Missouri, 13. Arkansas's 14, who Arkansas's a great team as well. Kentucky's 15. Florida's 16, right where they should be. Texas A&M, 17. South Carolina's 18. UCLA is 19, which to a lot of people's surprise is crazy because usually they're a top three team in the country.
I was going to say.
They just haven't been playing their game that much, and they really haven't been playing ranked teams that much yet, so there's really not much to move up on.
Other people's games.
Mississippi State's 20. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech's 21. Baylor's 22. Arizona's 23, which also is kind of surprising to me because Arizona... it's usually pretty good. Mm-hmm. And Auburn and Oregon are the 24 and 25. And, yeah, teams that I was hoping to be in there, Northwestern and Arizona State, but neither of them are in there, but they will be by the end of the season for Mayhem.
Yeah! Mayhem!
Mayhem.
Yeah!
Danny's getting me on it, guys. Don't worry.
Heck yeah! And in terms of things that we are getting on and adapting to, this next football season will be the first ever 12-team college football playoff. Now, that's kind of strange. And I think it's strange because not everything in this world needs to be monetized, except for the fact that everything in this world needs to be. So, the 12-team college football playoff is 10 months away from kicking off. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot of time because 10 months from now is December, and December is a long ways away because we still have all of spring and summer and fall. However, those 10 months are going to be here before you know it. The change reserves 5 spots for conference champions instead of 6, which was prompted by the whole conference realignment, the Big Ten going from being 14 teams to, being like 12 teams to being 17 teams or something atrociously large like that. The Pac-12 will continue to operate next season, but only with 2 schools. Do we know what schools those are? Maybe. Cam looks like she knows, but she may not.
Do you know?
I do.
I don't know. I don't think.
Okay.
I don't want to butcher it.
That's okay. The only schools left in the Pac-12 are...
Oh, wait. The Utes?
No.
Oh, wait. Wait, in the Pac-12.
You looked at me with such confidence, too, that I almost believed you.
Shoot. Oregon State?
Yep.
And, who's the other... Washington State.
Yes! Oh, booyah!
Yes! Okay, wait, where do the Utes play? Are they, like... They gotta be, like... Big 12 or something. They're Big 12.
Perhaps they're against the Mountain West. I do not know.
I think they're Big 12. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe they're in the I think they're in the same conference as BYU.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, though.
Fascinating.
Yep. That's what I think, guys. I did guess it, so yep.
She did.
Just in case you were curious, we did lose to Washington State in football this year.
Yes, we did. Oh, boy.
Talk about a game.
But yes, so Now that there are 12 teams, let's talk about who makes the college football playoffs field. It's all about rankings from a 13-member selection panel. So the most interesting thing about sports is when teams are close, it is really so subjective. It is who everyone votes for that day, and it could change the next day, and it could change based on how someone feels or how they walk out of bed or did they drink enough coffee or do they just not like your team.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the football playoffs may be single-handedly one of the most stupid and biased.
And kind of rigged, low-key.
Stupid, yeah, absolutely. Stupid, biased, rigged playoff things ever. And everybody would, there's going to be people that disagree with me, but I'll tell you what, as a person that was in the Big Ten when the Big Ten was looked down upon compared to the SEC, when the Badgers were amazing and we had Melvin Gordon, who was a Heisman nominee, lost to Marcus Mariota, and we are sitting there at home with the 5 seed and we don't make the playoffs.
That was wild.
When we lost one game and somehow a team with 2 losses on the year is playing in the playoffs in front of us and loses the first round and we don't even get a shot, I think that is so stupid. I like that now the Big Ten is getting more recognition, but it's still, it's just so stupid. Like, and like, if you look at March Madness, this is why I like that type of bracket. Same as like volleyball, like you have to win conference. The Badgers did not win the Big Ten this year, but they played well enough where they could be a 1 seed. Same as, like, you still give Wright State a shot from whatever conference. Like, Yale was the one out of the Ivy League schools. Like, softball, like in Mayhem, they have, like, I'm pretty sure Princeton and Harvard both made Mayhem last year, and it's like they have regionals and then super regionals and then the Women's College World Series. But like March Madness takes all those teams into consideration. All of them can go. You could have a 16 seed out of the West Conference or West bracket go and win the national championship. You just can't do that. Like, football is the only sport where it's so stupid because it's based off of these guys in a room with rankings. Would if Florida State won the national championship? No. But did they have a great season where they should have been a top 4 team? Absolutely. Yeah. You can't go undefeated and not put them in the bracket. Like, Liberty is a different story because Liberty was winning games against teams in their conference that weren't that good. Florida State was beating teams, and I mean, they're, like, into consideration, their quarterback did get injured, but they did beat teams like Bama and stuff. So, like, obviously, you need to put them in playoffs, even if they're going to get obliterated first round. Like, they deserve that at least.
The issue also with expanding this into a 12-team playoff, number 13 is still going to be angry. Like, that person that just misses the cutoff is still going to be angry. And I understand how physically taxing football is, and that's why you can't have such an extended bracket. Even 12 teams is pushing it. But still, that's crazy. So the 5 highest ranked conference champions, they will make the field, and then the 7 highest ranked at large will also qualify. But there are no automatic bids.
That's why I don't understand if they don't, why don't, like, they don't do just like a, I mean, I understand, I guess, because then you get a bye week for one team because it's like 13.
Oh, yes, yes. I do follow.
But like, why not do like a 16 team bracket?
Yeah.
So it's like Sweet 16. Or like do it like how volleyball is and then have like 32 teams in that thing or 64 teams or whatever it is.
I hear ya.
And I mean, that's going to be a lot. But like if there was to be an upset, imagine college football playoffs and how crazy it would be if you have like this underdog story. Like you're just watching and like, you have some random team like Rutgers making a run to like the final 4 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be so fun to watch. But you don't get that fun like that you watch in March Madness because they just don't have that.
I completely agree. And we will leave you to ponder that thought. What do you think about the 12-team expansion? Let us know in the comments or feel free to contact us in some way. I'm not really sure how.
You could you can DM Danny Saban on TikTok.
Okay, you need to get
all lowercase
DM. Anywho, it was so lovely to be here with you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to Game Days with the Girls. Once again, my name is Danny Saban, and I'm joined alongside
Cam Felstead.
And we hope you have a great rest of your day.